I want to welcome back Washington State Senator John Braun, who's the new head of the GOP caucus and joins me now to talk about Washington's busticated juvenile justice system. Senator, welcome back.
Hey, Lars. Thanks for having me on.
Would you mind describing for my audience just why I can say that the juvenile justice system in Washington State is busted, is not working, and needs to be fixed?
You bet. So, and this is one of the facilities happens to be in my district. That's why I'm particularly focused on it. But a few years ago, the Democratic majority passed a bill. They call it JR for Juvenile Rehabilitation 25. But the idea is they want to keep folks up to the age of 25 who were convicted while they were juveniles, but convicted as adults. So they have, and understand when that happens, which isn't very often, it's almost entirely because it's a very serious, often, more often than not, a violent offense, and they're convicted, but they want to keep them in the juvenile rehabilitation system to give them certain services and in the hope that they can turn them around and get them back in a civil, you know, in a better path when they get out of whatever their sentence is. The challenge has been, from the beginning to the end, whether you agree with this policy or disagree, and I did not support the policy at the time. None of the Republicans did because we thought they were wrong-headed. It's just not working. It's been administered in an extraordinarily poor way. We're having all kinds of trouble with riots, with fights, with gangs, with the access of drugs into our facilities. We have some misbehavior by staff. It's a disaster at every level. And we've been saying this for well over a year. And for well over a year, Governor Inslee had been ignoring it. We are hopeful during this session we can pass some legislation that turns this around and gets it better back on a good path. And ideally we would reset it entirely and repeal all the laws that got us started down this path. But at the very least, we need to find a way to make it safe to hold both the residents and the staff accountable when they misbehave and really try to deliver the services as intended rather than essentially chaos that's reigning right now.
Okay, but Senator, let me ask you something. I wouldn't have supported the policy either. You didn't support the policy. Who in the world thought it was a great idea to lock up adult criminals, that's criminals over the age of 18, with children who are accused of or have been found guilty or responsible for criminal activity? They thought putting adults in with kids in corrections confinement was a great idea?
Sadly, they did. And then it's an ideological group that are committed to doing everything to defend folks who have been committed of crimes while ignoring their victims and the rest of the public. I mean, it's not driven by rational thought. It's driven by an ideology that says we have to essentially set everybody free. And it's nonsensical from the very start. I mean, just going back to somebody said, when folks are convicted as adults when they are juveniles, it's a very serious crime. Most of them have sentences of 10 years or more, which means not only is it maybe wrongheaded to begin with, they may spend the next 5 or even 7 years in the juvenile rehabilitation center. And then when they're done, they don't get released to the public. They still have sentence. So then they go to the Department of Corrections after that. Why would we do that? And by the way, this costs about 5 to 6 times as much as having somebody in the Department of Corrections, which isn't cheap to begin with.
And by the way, isn't it? I mean, when these adult criminals are locked up with children, so I'm imagining a 20-year-old man who's locked up in a facility with 16-year-old boys, and he's a hardened criminal. He knows he's going to be in there for a long time. He may know, I'm going to be here for the next 5 years from 20 to 25 or 26, and then I'm going to the big house. And so are most of the problems that you're seeing, the riots, the gang activity and all that, attributable to those older inmates? Because it'd be hard for me to imagine. No, it's the 16-year-old kids that are running the gangs, and they're overseeing the 18 and 20-year-olds adults who are locked up there. I would imagine it's the adults that are causing the problems for the most part, isn't it?
Yeah, it does seem that way. I mean, Canada, it's hard. It's really hard. It's been very hard to get data out of the Department of Children, Youth, and Families that runs this to actually show the problem. But what we do know is the pervasive existence of gangs in these facilities. And there was really only two facilities. There's one in my district, Green Hill School, which is a longtime historic juvenile rehabilitation center that's now really become a prison for all practical matters. And there's one for some of the younger. So they don't put anybody there in Green Hill younger than 16. Everybody else is up at Echo Glen, which is up in I think, Snohomish County, King County area. And it's just been a disaster. I mean, they've literally had to, and it seems counterintuitive, right? They have to divide the residents by gang so they don't, you know, just to kind of keep the violence level down.
So they've institutionalized the gangs into their operational plan?
Yes, it's this is all part of, you try to deliver this type of service. And the other thing that's very problematic is they've allowed it to be overcrowded. So the facility is built, you know, depending on who you ask, and sadly they don't have a firm number, somewhere between 120 and 180 residents, what they call them. And it's currently got over 240. It's been over 250. So not only that, not only do we have this problem, it's overcrowded. It's segregated by gangs. You know, the whole idea that we're delivering services to the population is just wrong, false. They're not. They're locked down most of the time because they have no way to control the population. It's a failure in my view at every level. And again, well, I didn't like the policy, but if we're going to do it, we ought to do it well. And we're doing a crappy job, and we're not doing anything to correct it. And frankly, it makes me mad that Governor Inslee sat on this for over a year before taking any action. The action he has taken has been insufficient to solve the problem.
How much of the crowding problem would be addressed by simply transferring the adult inmates to an adult facility?
Oh, it would address all of it. I mean, I don't know the exact numbers, but the vast majority of the residents are over 20 or over 18. Now, And I want to be clear, before this law was put into place, you could have folks who were serving a sentence of JR that could go up to 21. This JR 25 extended to 25. So even before the law, some were older than 18, but a very relatively small group of them. And now by far, most of them are over 18. And also, and most of them are serving sentences for violent crimes. These are folks who, you know, if we're going to get them back on a good path, need very, very specific help getting rehabilitated, and we're actually making it worse, in my view.
Has the new Governor Ferguson, the former Attorney General, weighed in on this and said which side he's on, or do I have to guess that he's, of course, going to back the liberal feel-good policy?
Well, no, he hasn't weighed on in this. I give him some credit. You know, in his inaugural speech today, he came down on the side of common sense on a number of policies Republicans have been pushing on for years. So we'll see what happens, but we're going to certainly push on this issue, and hopefully they'll surprise us and we'll get some actual action.
That would be nice. Senator John Braun, who's the new head of the GOP caucus, about the nonsense in a juvenile correction facility with adult criminals locked up with the kids.